من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا والقمر والليل إذ أدبر والصبح إذا أسفر إنها لإحدى الكبر نذيرا للبشر. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained of the bad attitude of the non-believers and the sinners, and how they carried on making a mockery and a joke about the revelations of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and especially about Jahannam and the 19 farishtas which Allah Ta'ala has appointed over Jahannam. In that also we read that the three persons who were sitting at the back when Jamaat Namaz had started, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and told them to join the Namaz. We must also be careful. Many times we also get caught up like that, that Jamaat Namaz has started and then we are coming, and sometimes somebody comes and speak to us, or we get into a discussion. Jamaat Namaz has stood up and we are still busy outside or at the back talking. This is not an appropriate thing at all. We should try and join the Jamaat. When Jamaat Namaz has stood up, in fact, Adhan also, we should respect the Adhan. That is also an area of great disrespect that we show. We should show great respect to the Adhan, respond to the Adhan, and when Namaz starts, we should try and come. Further now, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala warns these non-believers and these munafiqeen who make a joke and mockery out of deen. Allah Ta'ala warns them to stop with this attitude and this ways of yours. They will lead you to total disaster. Kalla, sach kehta hoon. I'm telling you the truth, and this is the great mercy and kindness of Allah, that how much wrong they had done, the munafiqeen, yet Allah Ta'ala still warns them and calls them and tells them, stop with this wrong of yours and come towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, Allah Ta'ala takes a few qasams which are very, very relevant also. Wal qamar, or qasam hai chand ki. And Allah takes the qasam of the moon. Though we see the moon, we know we have all our relevant dini occasions with regard to the sighting of the moon. Ramzan, Hajj, everything else, Qurbani, has to do with the sighting of the moon. And when we know when the moon first appears, we hardly can see it. With great difficulty, we look for the moon and we find it. But soon, over about 14, 15 days, it becomes the full moon. It has grown and it has become completely full. And then we see it going down again. Just like that is this worldly life. A person comes into this world like a child is going to be born. Then a person wonders that what kind of a child. We're making a lot of dua. Allah gives us a healthy, good child, righteous, pious child. The person reaches the peak of his life and then he starts going down again. Just like that, this life is like that. So Allah Ta'ala has taken the qasam of the moon, and very, very relevantly, yeah, that don't be fooled when the moon becomes the full moon, when you reach your pinnacle of your life and you think everything is in my control. Remember, you are going to wane down and go down again. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا أَدْبَرْ or raat ki jab peet phere. And Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of the night also. And the night when it turns its back, that is, now it's going away. So in other words, the night is also going to come to an end and it's going to get finished. Yeah, reference is made to this worldly life as the night. This night of this life will also come to an end. And we will come into the day of Qiyamah. That day is going to come, and this night of the worldly life is going to come to an end. وَالصُّبْحِ إِذَا أَسْفَرْ or subah ki jab roshan hove. And Allah takes qasam of the morning and when it will become bright again. And especially, as is explained further in front, for the people of Jannat, when they will go into Jannat, that will be a life in which there will be no death. That will be a life in which there will be respect with no dishonor. That will be a life in which there will be riches with no fear of any poverty. That will be a life of total enjoyment. So Allah takes qasam of that also. Then Allah Ta'ala warns directly those people who deny the akhirat, who deny Jahannam, and worse than that, they make a joke out of it and they make a mockery out of it, like those non-believers of Makkah. Innaha la ihdal kubar. Wo ek hai bari cheezon mein ki, that the fire of Jahannam, on which Allah has fixed these 19 farishtas. This is not to make a joke and a mockery and to try and think bad about it, but it is one of the very many signs of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And it is a very big sign of the many signs of Allah ta'ala. And the life of this dunya, if Allah punishes a person, what it becomes? The life of the qabr, for how long that will be and how that life will be. The day of qiyamah itself, how that life will be. And then the fire of Jahannam, how terrible that life will be. With regard to the munafiqeen, it is narrated that they will be in coffins of steel right at the bottom of Jahannam, where we cannot imagine the intense heat they will have to suffer, and that will carry on forever and ever. We have to make a lot of effort on, can be concerned of our deen, lot of tawbah and istighfar. And Allah is also so merciful and kind. When we make sincere tawbah, istighfar, Allah Ta'ala forgives also. And this chance that we have got in this life is to correct our life and to prepare for the everlasting life of the year after. Nadhiran lil bashar. Darane wali hai logo ko. And all this, that fear of Jahannam, and we should remember these are the surahs that were revealed in Makkah. And these were the surahs to build the iman of people, so that the reality of akhirat, of jannat and jahannam can come into a person. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is a warning for mankind, that man be warned about this. And Allah Ta'ala, who knows about all these things in His kindness, is warning us. And these are the surahs normally also which are commonly read usually in Fajr namaz, etc., in Maghrib, Isha, when the loud namazes, the surahs from the back suparas are read usually. And we should try and make an effort to try and remember this and think of the meaning. Many times we get carried away by the beautiful voice of the qari, of the imam, and the meaning, the essence of it, we are unmindful of that. May Allah let this become a reality, and where we see to our dunya's needs, and that also according to the commands of Allah, that also becomes deen. And at the same time, we prepare and have concern for our everlasting life of the akhirat also. Wa akhiru da'wana.